This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are only 3 days away from Valentine's Day. And I thought it would be a good opportunity to give you some tips on choosing the right flowers, what to look for, so that you have the optimum amount of time, and some of the tricks of the trade. And I could find nobody better qualified than my son, Jason. He is the president of the Maine Florist Association. He was voted the top designer in the state of Maine 2 years in a row. And he is also number three in the Northeast. And he knows all about the cut flowers and a lot more. So I'm really proud and pleased to have him join us this morning. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Dad.
It's great to have you joining me this morning. And can't wait for all the information that you have for people choosing flowers for Valentine's Day. Now, what's the number one flower for Valentine's Day?
The number one flower is the red rose. It's the most popular flower throughout the United States.
And that's basically all year, right?
Yes, all year. It's every local flower shop will have it. It'll always be in stock.
And they come in other colors?
Oh, every color you can imagine. They're actually still creating colors now overseas, is where they, they're creating new varieties of carnations, new colors. It's amazing that in this day and age, they're still creating new flowers for us to play with.
Wonderful. Now, you were telling me about a rose that you have at the shop where you work, which is called Fiddleheads Florist in Cape Elizabeth, Maine.
Yes.
And you have a very, very unique rose for this Valentine's Day. Tell us about that, Jason.
It's called a red heart rose because if you look at it, it's actually in the shape of a heart. And it has a very high petal count. It has over 100 petals. It's quite beautiful. And it's very unique because it's not a garden rose. It's not an everyday rose. But it has the shape of a heart. So it's perfect for this holiday.
That's amazing. All of the hybridizing that they are doing with roses. Now, a lot of people are going to be ordering from a florist, and then you'll have people that will be picking them up at the supermarket or at a garden center. What are the things that you should look for when you're selecting a dozen roses, either loose or in a vase? Are there things that you should do to that rose to look for?
There are. You should make sure that the water that the flowers are in is clean and clear, because then you'll know it's a fresh rose. You can also pinch the head of the rose. It sounds weird, but if you pinch it and your fingers touch That means it's a little bit older. You want it to feel really full, and by feeling when you pinch it and it's tight, that means there's lots of petals, that means it's very new. So those are some basics. Make sure the water's clear, because if it has a lot of gunk in it, that means it's been sitting for a while and it might not be as fresh as you want.
Now, when people, if they buy loose roses and they, you know, put a fresh cut on them and they put them in the vase, how about leaves? Should the leaves be touching the water?
No, the leaves should not be touching the water. That's going to cause bacteria and your flowers are not going to last as long. The one thing when you do your dozen roses in a vase is your vase needs to be clean. Now, not just soap and water, but a drop of bleach, that's going to basically make sure that that glass is perfectly clean and your flowers will last longer.
So that will sterilize the vase and get rid of all the bacteria and so forth.
Exactly. Because with a clean vase, you're going to get an extra day or so. And if every 3 days you recut your flowers, they're going to last even longer.
So when you get home from the florist shop or the supermarket, and you've got loose flowers, should they be recut before you put them in water?
Yes. You should always recut your flowers, because once it's cut, it starts shrinking, and then slowly all the pores will close, because that's what the plant wants to do. It's trying to protect itself. By recutting it with a sharp knife or a sharp pair of scissors, what it does is it reopens all the pores, and the flowers can drink again.
Now, how about the temperature of the water, Jason?
The temperature of the water should be on the cooler side. Like, especially if you're doing the spring flowers, like hyacinths, tulips, daffodils. And a little trick with tulips is, because you know how they open really quick because we keep our houses warm this type of year?
Right.
Add one ice cube to the water. What that does is it cools down the water, and it's like putting it inside a cooler. I was able to get 2 weeks out of tulips.
Just by adding a big ice cube every single morning?
Every single morning or every single night. You know, just one. It's not like when you have a headache and you take three aspirin. Just one.
Okay. So you want to, and then sunshine. Keep them out of the direct sun, right?
Correct. Yeah, because it's just going to cook it. You know, the ideal is in the middle of a room where everyone can enjoy it. But, yeah, definitely away from the sun, away from your heating vent, anything that's going to alter the temperature.
Okay. So cool water, no direct sun on it. Change the water every 2 or 3 days, you said?
Correct.
Okay. Now, besides roses, one other thing.
Yeah.
You were saying that people should squeeze the rose, and if it's really soft, then it's an older rose.
Correct.
That's been kept in storage. But what happens if you squeeze the rose and it's hard like a rock? What's that?
That usually means it's a couple different things. It's fresher than most, but it can also be a bullet is what we call it. And it means it's never going to open. It's still beautiful, but if you want the traditional rose that opens really big, that's not one of them.
Okay, so a bullet will be hard, and it'll be pointed like a Hershey Kiss.
Exactly. You won't be able to see inside the center.
Okay, so you should look at the rose, and where the point is, it should be unraveling. Okay, so if it's pointed and hard, you don't want that rose. It's called a bullet.
Exactly.
Okay, now, if people want to send roses, a lot of people will call one of the floral companies and have the roses sent. Is there a better way to send roses than relying on the wire services?
Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up. What you want to do is call your local florist in that city. sometimes when you go on the computer and you put in Cape Elizabeth, Maine, it's going to bring up these companies that are called order gatherers. They are not florists. They sometimes don't even know what a rose is. I've been doing this for over 25 years, and I've dealt with these people. All they want is your money. What you need to do is go to the computer, if you have one, and Google the town. Find a florist with an address in the city that you want. And then you can call them and ask them, are you a real florist? Because if you talk to an order gatherer, there's going to be a service charge of $10 or $15. A real flower shop, all they do is charge for the flowers and for delivery. There should never be a service charge. Most flower shops, if they charge a service charge, it's because they're calling to a different florist. Honestly, your best bet is to go to your phone book, if you still have those, or Google, and then call and ask, are you a real flower shop? Because we have to keep supporting our local flower shops. You know, and then the grocery stores are great, too. Some of them have real florists on staff.
Wonderful. Jason, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we'll talk about now that you've explained that if you order it from a wire service, they take a percentage off, which means less flowers in that arrangement and possibly higher prices. But we'll talk more about that and the various flowers.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I am talking with my son, Jason. He is the president of the Maine Florist Association, and he's giving us some tips on Valentine's Day, which is Tuesday. Now, Jason, do flowers have to be delivered on Tuesday, especially with the weather?
No, they really don't. I mean, we're expecting 24 inches of snow tomorrow, so we're actually not really doing any deliveries because it's not safe. But if you're in an area where it can be go a day early, I mean, what an amazing surprise to get them on Monday at the office where everyone can see. You know, it doesn't have to be on the day. Let them enjoy it a day early. Or if you're even going to swing by your local flower shop today and pick them up, you know, it doesn't have to be on the 14th. That's just the day to celebrate because everyone likes to enjoy them.
And delivering flowers at work is a lot more fun than delivering them at home, isn't it?
Exactly, because then you get to kind of show off. You know, I mean, it's wonderful when the driver comes in and puts flowers on someone's desk and all of a sudden the office is abuzz. Did you see what they got? Oh, my gosh, isn't that amazing? You know, plus it might inspire that person to go, oh, I should order flowers. You know, because sometimes the boyfriend husband deserves the flowers, too, not just the wife or girlfriend.
So roses and flowers for Valentine's Day can be sent by either male or female. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Everybody loves flowers. You know, and when you get a delivery, especially in the Northeast this weekend, it should arrive in some kind of plastic to keep it safe. We need to remember to keep that, because if you do decide to bring it home, you need to rewrap it before it goes outside, because in freezing cold weather, those flowers without protection will die.
Exactly.
But make sure you keep that plastic, because it needs to stay warm and safe.
Like right now, it's 20 degrees out, and if you go and you buy flowers and you walk out of the shop or
the supermarket and they're not wrapped,
they'll walk
from the store to your car that has no heat because it's been sitting in a parking lot for a while. You could chill the flowers, and that will lessen the time that the flowers will bloom for you.
Exactly. You know, and if you're going to spend your money, you want to enjoy them and you want them to last. You know, a good local flower shop will cover them. They'll put a thick plastic around it so they stay safe and they stay warm.
The other thing, Jason, and you hear stories all the time where people will order fresh-cut flowers to be shipped by UPS or one of these companies, and the person delivering leaves them on the front steps. If the weather is like it is now, what's going to happen to those flowers?
Oh, they'll be dead. The thing is FedEx and UPS are wonderful people, but they're not trained flower people. They don't realize what's inside that box. Like last Valentine's Day in Maine, it was negative degrees, and the FedEx people were just dropping it off because that's what they do. So if you're going to order flowers and have them shipped, you need to make sure that that person is going to be home to receive them. And the other thing is, if you do that, it's in a box. They're going to have to put together their present. Is that something they really want to do? Is that something you're sending the person that they even know how to do?
And they may not even have a vase.
Exactly. You know, your best bet is to always call someone local, keep the money in your town, you know, and basically keep me in a job. You know, so just make sure, like, because people like to buy loose-cut flowers because you do get a little bit more for your money, but does your sweetheart really want to put them together? Do they even know how? You know,
right.
So think of these things and make sure that, you know, if you know your sweetheart loves to arrange flowers and put them all over the house, then a loose-cut bouquet is perfect for them. But if they're busy and they don't really have that kind of time, your best bet is to get it done so they can just put it down and enjoy.
Sounds terrific. Jason, we're going to go to the news, and when we come back, let's talk about other things other than roses that would make a good arrangement. And then you were telling me about something that you do at your shop that will help people to get a good variety of flowers in that arrangement. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Valentine's Day is Tuesday, and if you're listening, you better make a mental note. If you can't remember, write it down, write it on your hand, because if you don't send flowers for Valentine's Day for your sweetheart, you're going to be in the doghouse for a long time. And to help you out, I asked my son Jason to join us today. He is the head florist at Fiddleheads Florist in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. He's the president of the Maine Florist Association. He has been voted the top designer in the state of Maine a couple of years, and he is ranked number 3 in the Northeast. So he knows what he's doing. He's also been in, I think, like a dozen bridal magazines, right, Jason?
Yes, I've been very lucky.
Yeah, but you do a good job.
Thank you.
Now, Jason, if somebody comes in to your shop and they say to you, you know, I like roses, but this time of the year the price goes up, can you make me up something? And what would you recommend, and what's that called?
It's called the designer's choice, and it's one of my favorite things, because what it is me as a designer, I'm going to create something one of a kind for you, because I know what came in when, what's fresh, you know, and what we ask is for, are they a bright and colorful? Are they a soft pastels? Do they like just one color? You know, but let us as floral designers create something one of a kind for you. You know, and I go back to my desk and I figure out what I would want to send to someone I care for. You know, a designer's choice is the best, because we will create something that's unique.
You know, we will one of a kind. Yeah,
exactly.
So you just talk with the customer and say, you know, what does your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend like? And they'll say, well, they like carnations, they like lilies, and, you know, some delicate flowers, and, you know, you want it pastels or bright colors, and then you can talk with them and create
something unique for them.
Exactly. You know, we try and make sure that everything is beautiful, fresh, and full. You know, because flowers are a luxury item, but you have to have them. You know, it's one of those things that, especially in a wintry day like we're going to have here in the Northeast, they're really going to brighten you up, brighten up a room, and they're going to put a smile on the face. You know, and by going to your local florist, they know when stuff came in, they know how to create something beautiful, as opposed to calling someone who doesn't even know the difference between a rose and a carnation. You know, make
exactly.
sure you support local. You know, we will take good care of you. That's our job, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But for Valentine's Day, we will take good care of you.
You know, the one thing you and I are both in the same area of agreeing is when you walk into a supermarket, if you have the flowers in display between the door from the outside, and then you have a little atrium, and your flowers are there, and then there's a second door that takes you into the supermarket. So where they keep the carts for food shopping, if they're kept in that area, and the door opens and closes and lets in all the cold air, you could be getting flowers that have frozen or have been damaged by the cold. So the flowers should be in the store, not in that little hallway where it can chill the blooms.
Exactly. You know, proper care before they come to your house is very important, because you could get one day or you can get a week. You know, there are grocery stores that have florists on staff. You know, the reason people buy flowers from a grocery store is price. But you need to make sure that quality is there, too. You know, because it's your money. You worked hard for it. You want to make sure that you use it properly. You know, you need to make sure that the flowers are fresh and taken care of, because you want them to last a long period of time. And usually at a grocery store, they drop them and then they don't take care of them after that. But a local florist, I mean, I cut 600 roses yesterday.
Wow.
You know, and we cut 100 tulips, and you know, we take care of our things. We make sure the water is correct. You know, if they require floral food, we take care of that. You know, so there's a lot of little things that happen before it gets to your house.
Exactly, exactly. Now, other than roses, what are some really good flowers that you would select to put in a mixed bouquet?
Well, this time of year, I love the spring flowers, because we're all itching for spring. You know, the tulips, hyacinths are amazing because they have such a beautiful fragrance to them. The daffodils. We've got in a few even tropical flowers, like orchids, cut orchids. They last 2 weeks or more if taken care of properly. You know, so right now is a great time to go into a flower shop, because there's a little of everything. But this year, we're pushing a lot of spring flowers. One, because the price is a little bit lower, because right now they're coming into season. So that's my favorite. But you have, there are flowers like carnations and alstromerium that are going to last you 2 weeks or more if taken care of properly. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you want something that's beautiful but long-lasting, carnations, alstromerium, daisies, those are really, really good, because you're going to get a long time out of them. But like tulips, hyacinths, daffodils, you're going to get about a week. But it's going to be a great week, because it's going to show you that spring is coming. Even though we're getting 24 inches of snow tomorrow, spring is coming. You know, so ask your florist what they think, what's their favorite. Because if you don't know, I have several favorites depending on the time of the year. So there should be a nice variety of flowers available.
Now, one of the things you were telling me, you mentioned carnations, is you always said to me when we had the shop and stuff that you can tell if it's a good carnation by squeezing the green capsule at the base of the flower. So you see your flower, and the little bud that it came out is below it. If you squeeze it and it feels firm, that means there are more flower buds, petals to come out of that. But if you squeeze it and it feels hollow, then all the petals are already out and it won't last as long.
Exactly. It's again, I mean, I'm going to have all your listeners pinching flowers, but it's for the best, because if it's soft, it's already several days old. You know, leave that one there, pick a different one. You know, you want to make sure it's fresh. And here's the thing, you can get flowers that aren't open yet. A lot of people, you know, they want the rose automatically open, you know, or they want the lilies to be open. You will get a longer time with your flowers if they're not completely open. Like the lilies, you can buy lilies that aren't open yet. They will open. Once they get into your warm house, they're going to open right up. You don't need your flowers to be perfectly open and perfectly on display. You can get them, you know, where they're not ready yet. And that way you're going to get a longer period of time to enjoy them. You know, they don't have to be perfectly open right away.
So you want them tight so that you can enjoy them for a lot longer.
And exactly.
And a good example, Jason, is I was out food shopping the other day, and they had daffodils from Ireland, and there was no color, nothing but buds.
Yeah.
And I picked up a couple of bunches, brought them home, put them in a vase, and it's taken a week, and I would say 50% are fully opened. The other 50% are showing some good color, but the buds haven't opened.
Yeah.
And it just increases the time. And same thing with tulips. You want them to be tight and even a little bit of green on the bud at times.
Exactly, because you want to enjoy it for a long period of time, but some people think, oh, they have to be fully open or they're no good. And that's not the case. You want it to be a little bit tight, and that way you can enjoy it for several days. You know, it doesn't have to be fully open to be perfect.
Now, we have talked about putting a fresh cut on the flowers, and some of the flowers come with a preservative. How important is that for your cut flowers?
My personal preference is your vase needs to be washed with a drop of bleach. That is the most important thing. The floral food does help enhance it, but it is not something that is going to be life or death with your flowers. If you didn't get it, it's okay. You know, there are stories that you can use aspirin in the water, or I have a customer who uses vodka in her water. to me, that's a waste of vodka, but the floral food will help, but it's not necessary. A lot of times the floral food will make your flowers open a little bit quicker because that's what it's meant to do, but it isn't necessary. What's most important is your vase is clean and that you change the water and recut the stems every 2 to 3 days.
And then add ice every day.
Exactly. Just one.
Just one ice cube. Now, probably one of the most popular cut flowers are chrysanthemums.
Yes.
And they're daisies or palms and things like that. And one of the things that you always told me is, Dad, look at the center of a daisy-type mum, and the center should be green, and it should not be fluffy and yellow. Now, why is that?
Again, it's age. When it's green, it means it's still starting to open, Because if you look at the center of it and it's green, you're going to get to watch it actually turn yellow. You know, because the nice thing about the daisy is they're traditionally open to begin with. But that center, you're going to watch go from green to yellow. You know, again, it's, we just want you guys to be able to get the freshest product available for you. You know, the center green is perfect. That means it's only a few days old, and you get to enjoy it and watch it open and turn yellow.
So if we're looking at flowers, we want to make sure that if it's a daisy-type flower, it's green.
Correct.
If it's a carnation, we want to squeeze the green capsule underneath the flowers to see if there's more petals. And if it's a rose, we want to squeeze it to make sure that it's firm but not hard.
Exactly.
If it's hard, it will never open because it's a bullet. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about selecting the best flowers for Valentine's Day.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hello, gardeners! It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good. And you'll feel good, because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the wellness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Joining me today is my son Jason, and he is going to give you tips like crazy on Valentine's Day, which is Tuesday. So you better make a mental note. And the excuse, well, we had a snowstorm and I couldn't get to the florist, it's not going to hold water. You need to get flowers sent or pick them up. Now, Jason, what is the name of the florist?
It's called Fiddlehead Florist, and we're in Cape Elizabeth, Maine. And it's a great little shop. It's the only flower shop in Cape Elizabeth, and it's great because there's only a few of us that work there, so we get to pay attention to details. So we make sure that everything is taken care of for you.
And you deliver to the Portland area?
The greater Portland area will deliver all over. And if you guys can't find someone, give us a call and we'll help you find a real local florist.
What is your phone number, Jason?
Our phone number is 207-767-5595.
5595.
And our website is www.fiddleheadflorist.com.
And on the website, you have pictures of some of the work that you've done?
Yes. You know, and that's another thing you can do. If you're trying to find a local florist, Facebook is a great way to do that because you can type in florist and the city you're looking for, and 9 out of 10 times you can find one, so you can see their work. So one, you'll know they're real, but two, you get a glimpse of what they can do so that you can make sure it's the right fit for you.
Exactly. And as you said when we started the hour, you were telling everybody, you know, the wire services are good, but if you've got the time and you can go on Facebook and on the Internet and talk to the florist directly and find out what they have in stock that's fresh, you bypass the middleman. And exactly. Some of them will charge you, what, 15, 20%?
At least. They're the order gatherers, they need to make money. So what they're doing is you're paying $30 for flowers, but by the time you're done dealing with them, you just spend $150. You know, so by calling your local florist, you're going to get the most value for your money. And that's what it's about.
Right. And then the other thing is to talk to the florist, tell them what you'd like, color-wise, and the types of flowers, and they can tell you what's available in their area and give you some ideas on the price range, what the delivery charge is going to be. And again, you know, watch the weather.
Exactly.
And give them a phone number for where they're going so that they can call ahead of time and they don't end up delivering them and leaving them by the front door. You always want to make sure somebody's home.
Exactly. And if without a phone number, if that person doesn't go to work and that flower shop has 100, 200 orders, they can then go to your home and deliver it. You know, having all the proper information is going to make sure the flowers get to the person you want them to get to. You know, because if all of a sudden they're not at work because of snow, the florist doesn't know that. Your delivery person sees, okay, I have to go to this address. They go to that address, especially on a big holiday like this. Make sure you have all the proper information so if they're not at work, the florist can eventually get it to their home, and that way the flowers can get to the person.
Right. So if, for example, the snowstorm that is heading our way in the northeast from Pennsylvania north is going to last through the day on Monday, and a lot of businesses may be closed. So
exactly.
If you want to send them to their work, they may not be there. So give the florist two phone numbers, the work number and the home phone, and that way the florist can check and make sure the flowers get there, because if they deliver them to work and not there, they may sit on the desk for a couple of days, and then the fun, the excitement, the spontaneity is done.
Exactly.
Jason, thank you for joining me, and great information, and rest up a little bit today before you get to work tomorrow. You'll be out straight.
Thank you, Dad.
Bye, honey. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Coming up, everything you want to know about insects that feed on insects.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.